This week's parasha tells us of the Chet HaEgel, which is how Klal Yisrael, soon after Matan Torah, when the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down from Shemayim on the appointed day, or at least what they thought the appointed day was, they were worried that Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to return, and therefore they, due to the fact that they lost hope, they built an Egel, they made some kind of an idol, out of gold, and they was going to serve as a leader in the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. At least that's the way the Ramban understands it. And famously, Chazal tell us that the women of Klal Yisrael did not sin. They didn't fall prey to this sin. They resisted the call to contribute their jewelry. They refused to be a part of it. And as a result, they were granted that Yantiv, that Rosh Chodesh is a Yantiv specifically for women. And it always was interesting to me, and I think I've spoken about this before, but it was always interesting to me, why was it that the women in particular did not fall prey to the sin of the Egel? Why was it something that the men did fall into and the women did not? And I believe some of the secret lies in the parasha that's immediately before the Chet HaEgel. The parasha Kisisa talks about other things, a number of different things actually, right before the Chet HaEgel. But the final pasuk right before the Chet HaEgel is a very familiar pasuk. It's, we say it every week on Shabbos in Kiddush. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, right? Klal Yisrael has to, we're commanded to keep Shabbos. And the reason why it's being said here is in order to tell Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't transgress Shabbos. Even when they're building the Mishkan, they have to stop on Shabbos. It overrides the commandment to build the Mishkan. But the final pasuk, a very famous pasuk, Beinu Bein B'nei Yisrael, Oisi Lailam. Shabbos is a sign, a symbol between me and Ami Hashem and Klal Yisrael forever. Why? Hashem created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. So what is the significance here? It's a very interesting connection. Why does the pasuk of Shabbos, the thing that leads into the Chet HaEgel, but also the pasuk itself is striking because the thing that we're talking about, which is a unique symbol, Aisi La'olam, it's a symbol forever between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, is the fact that Hashem created the world in 6 days. Why is that something that's specific and unique to Klal Yisrael? I would understand if it would say that I took you out of Mitzrayim. That's a symbol that's unique to us and demonstrates the relationship between us and Hashem. But Hashem creating the heavens and the earth in 6 days, that all of mankind needs to believe that and needs to know that. That's not something that should be so unique and special to Klal Yisrael. Why is that, Oisi La'olam, that the symbolism forever? The Sa'al Shech explains this pasuk, and he explains it in an amazing way. And he says that Oisi Beinu Vein B'nei Yisrael doesn't simply mean, and he says the reason why we keep Shabbos and why it's so important and why you don't do Malacha and why it overrides the commandment to build the Mishkan isn't simply because, well, Hashem rested, so we rest. It's not that, he says. That wouldn't be so important and that wouldn't override everything. He says what the words Oisi Beinu Vein B'nei Yisrael means is that the symbolism of Shabbos means that it's Beinu Vein B'nei Yisrael, means Hashem rests in Klal Yisrael. That's what Shabbos symbolizes. Shabbos symbolizes is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found himself a dwelling place in this world. And the dwelling place in this world is in every single Jew. That's what Shabbos represents. We don't work on Shabbos. We desist from everything so that we are a full-blown Makom HaShoreis HaShechina. There's nothing else that is in us that takes place in our minds and our hearts and our souls on Shabbos except the fact that we have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a very, very powerful thought to think about, which is, he writes that the reason why it overrides the Mishkan is because it worked the other way around. We were the real place for the Shechina to dwell, and then the Mishkan was built as a continuation, it flowed from us into the Mishkan. But we are the people who really house the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this ice of Shabbos. Now here's a fascinating thing. During the week, there's no Shabbos. So what is the ice? What is the symbolism between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the week? So Chazal say, they say, one, there's two. One is the Bris Milah, and the other is Tefillin. Tefillin is an ice, it's Pasuk in Torah. And Bris Milah is an ice, also a pasuk in the Torah. Both of them are symbols, and they both symbolize the same thing, that we have a unique kesher, and we house a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. The tefillin is a kesher, it's a bond between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bris Milah is a symbol on our body, a physical symbol of our connection to Hashem. But both those symbols are something that women don't have. Women don't put on tefillin, and women don't have a Bris Milah. So what women have is the symbolism of Shabbos that we're all alike in, but yet the women don't have the other symbolism. And what Svarim explained was that what Klal Yisrael's mistake in the Egel was thinking that if we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu, we've lost our connection to Hashem. And we need to find some way to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they created an Egel. And in reality, we don't need anything to have a connection to Hashem. Aisi Beinu V'Neichem, Hashem's in us, always. So the symbolism of Shabbos essentially should have answered the question or the doubt or the fear that Klal Yisrael had about the Egel. Now, why it is, I think, that it was so much easier for women to recognize this, internalize it, and why it is indeed the fact that women don't need tefillin and don't need bris milah to be able to continue this internalizing of the presence of Hashem within us through the week, I think is because it's in the intrinsic nature and difference between a man and a woman, where a woman is ready to accept and a man feels like it's his job to do. Meaning that in terms of, on a lot of different levels, it's both on Kabbalistic levels, but it's also on a very simple level. I mean, even on the most simple level, a man will always seek to fix a problem, to solutionize, to take charge, to find a way to control the situation, to change it, to find a physical way that he can affect the situation. Bitachin is something that comes as a much greater challenge to a man than it does to a woman. A man, by the nature of the way men are created, is to feel like it's our job to do something about it. And it's a necessity for a man to have a physical representation of bitachin, which is the kesher of tefillin and the symbol of bris milah, in order to be able to control that natural desire of kochiv yetzim yadi, that I have to do this on my own. And why it was so difficult for Klal Yisrael when they didn't have a Moshe Rabbeinu to think that we're fine because we can just leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it comes much more natural to a woman, where the symbolism of Shabbos, though it's once a week, is something that can be internalized and kept as a part of ourselves throughout the week, which is essentially what the point of Shabbos was. So I find it to be, it's just a fascinating thing to think about, that what Shabbos really represents is the basic message of Bitachon, which is we stop everything so that we can house a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence to demonstrate that we don't really need to do anything, ever. We don't ever need to do malacha. We don't really ever have to do anything. We can just leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will do everything that's necessary for us. All of the 6 weeks, that 6 days that we, whatever we do, is essentially just to attribute all those things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to overcome what it seems is our physical needs, and to say, no, we can, even that, we can attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of the job of Shabbos. And it was demonstrated very clearly in the story of the Egel and a number of other stories in the Torah as well, that women excelled at this. They excelled at what essentially is the job of every Jew, the job of every human being, to be able to accept that we're not in charge, to be able to accept that we don't have to be the solution. We have to be the ones who accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the solution and live with that. And as a result, from the lack of the ability to internalize what Shabbos really is about, is what led to the mistake of the Egel. And a woman's ability to truly internalize what Shabbos is about, even without the added benefits of a bris milah and tefillin, is why women were so successful at overcoming the temptation to build the Egel. Have a good night and a good Shabbos.